Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
Woe to those that are educated. Not that your education in God is wrong, but the education of many people is what causes them to lose their child heart. And when the word of the Lord comes, their education will keep them from hearing. I'm not talking about education in the world. I'm talking about in the Scriptures. I'm talking about those in the body of Christ who have labored for years in the Word. And they know too much to be used by God. They know too much to be used.
That's Mike Bickle. He's a familiar voice in the Kansas City area. For the last dozen years or so, he has been in charge of the International House of Prayer. His vision, and he claims he got it from God himself, his vision was of a place where there would be continuous, nonstop prayer, 24 hours a day. He's actually realized that vision. In addition to that, he draws tens of thousands of people every year to revival meetings. He claims that the voice of prophecy is still speaking. He, at one time, claimed to be one of those new voices of prophecy. I wonder if he still does, but there we heard Mike Bickle say that if you study the Bible, well, in essence, if you study the Bible too much, you're not going to be able to hear the voice of prophecy. You're too learned in the Scriptures. You know too much of God's Word. It would crowd out the rest of God's Word. We're going to be talking about the teachings and practices of Mike Bickle and the International House of Prayer based in Kansas City with Bob Lico here on Issues Etc. We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 19th of July. You can join us with questions or comments for the next half hour of the program. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or you can leave questions or comments on the subject of the teachings and practices of Mike Bickle and the International House of Prayer at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. When you leave your question or comment there, facebook.com/issuesetc, remember to leave your city and your state so we know where you're listening and where your question or comment comes from. We have a new way that you can support and promote Issues Etc. Very simple. We've tried to make it as simple as we possibly can for you. At the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, right there in the middle of the page, you're going to find two ways to help promote Issues Etc. First, we have the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. It's a little poster, 8.5 by 11. All you need to do is download it there, issuesetc.org, click support, and then print it off and put it on your church bulletin board for everyone to see. It has the pertinent information about Issues Etc. That's one way. The other way that you can help promote Issues Etc. is right there on our support page as well. Issues Etc. business cards. You could call them calling cards as well. It has our logo and some of our contact information. You can download these, print them off on suitable stock, cut along the lines, and you've got business cards for Issues Etc. that you can hand out to everybody you know, encouraging them, if they haven't already started listening, to start listening to Issues Etc. Right there at our website, issuesetc.org, click support, the Issues Etc. business cards and bulletin board flyer. Please help us promote Issues Etc. in your congregation. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be talking with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery about a story in the Wall Street Journal having to do with the dangers of false teaching, in particular, mind sciences, usually called Christian Science and something along those lines. We'll see what he has to say about that tomorrow on Issues Etc. Our Issues Etc. book of the month for July is called The Christian's Mission, written by a regular guest here on Issues Etc. and one of our listeners' favorites. The Christian's Mission outlines in, I think, 9 individual parts how the Christian's mission is rooted in the gifts that God gives of forgiveness, life, and salvation for the sake of Jesus Christ. They are received in the divine service on Sunday morning through the divinely instituted word and sacraments, and they are realized in your everyday Christian vocation. These gifts flow from God through Christ to you, and then through you for your neighbor. The book is called The Christian's Mission. It's the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for July. And you can purchase it from Concordia Publishing House, their toll-free number, any weekday during regular business hours, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or you can browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. On any page of our website, you'll find the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for July called The Christian's Mission. Joining us to talk about the teachings and practices of Mike Bickle in the International House of Prayer based in Kansas City, Bob Leko, co-founder of Discernment Ministry International based in Detroit, former Word Faith pastor and a graduate of Robert Tilton's Bible School. Bob, welcome back.
Good afternoon, Pastor Todd.
With about a minute and a half here before we need to take a break, Bob, what attracts people in the tens of thousands to the International House of Prayer in Kansas City?
Well, I think there are two things that are probably underlying motivations. Number one, in the hearts of these people, they have a desire to be a part of a movement that is a proponent, and according to their own writings, that they are going to be the instrument that God is going to use in these last days to actually usher in the return of Christ. So these people are praying very specifically with a very, you know, delineated belief system. And part of it is they're going to bring back Jesus, and it needs to be done on the backs of prayer.
All right, let's talk more about the International House of Prayer and the teachings and practices of Mike Bickle, its leader, with Bob Leko after this.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the Divine Service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.
How many Bible studies have companion Issues, Etc. audio?
Dr. Ken Sherb on our Book of the Month for July, The Christian's Mission.
The Christian's Mission takes you in 9 sessions through an overview of your mission as a Christian centering in the grace of God in Christ. A great alternative to a lot of quote-unquote missional thinking out there.
Order The Christian's Mission by calling 1-800-325-3040 or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. The Christian's Mission.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Imagine steadfastlutherans.org as the internet version of your neighborhood pub. Your neighborhood confessional Lutheran pub, that is, where the finest in Lutheran conversation is going on at every table and at the bar, sometimes contentious, but always informative and unabashedly Lutheran. We're only serving Wittenberg Ale. We even have a guy named Norm. So check us out, www.steadfastlutherans.org. We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
How does error find its way into the church? I've written an article in the latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal titled From Exception to Rule, How Error Replaces Truth in the Church, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Jordan Cooper details his journey from Calvinism to Lutheranism. The latest Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon, the 19th of July. Bob Leko is our guest, co-founder of Discernment Ministry International based in Detroit, talking about the International House of Prayer and the teachings and practices of its leader, Mike Bickle. Give us a little history here, Bob. Is it true that Mike Bickle at one time, I don't know if he still does or not, claimed to be one of the so-called Kansas City prophets?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the whole genesis of the International House of Prayer really is traced back to his interactions with Paul King, who was one of the prophets back in the 1950s with William Branham and the others during the initial phase of the Latter Rain movement. He was one of the prophets, and then he sort of disappeared for many years. And then in Kansas City, a group of men, charismatic sign gift believers, declared themselves to be restored prophets, and that included Mike Bickle and Bob Jones and Rick Joyner and some other people. And they brought Paul Kane up to sort of mentor them in their role as fledgling prophets. The only problem is it was recently revealed, and people can check this out on the Internet and through plenty of documentation, that unfortunately Mr. Kane was proven to be a homosexual and an alcoholic. So this is the great prophet that came to mentor these prophets. Bob Jones, one of the Kansas City prophets, was Paul Kane's mentoree as well, and he had to step down from public ministry because he had talked several women into standing in front of him naked while he performed and declared the word of the Lord over them. He was rebuked for that and stepped down, but he's back in office today. The reason I bring Bob Jones up is because he's the one that had the initial vision of a house of prayer where prayer was going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And Mike Bickle took that, in quotes, prophetic word to heart and has brought it to pass, starting in Kansas City where their headquarters is. And so now they have a group that's been going on since 1999, where continual prayer has been going, you know, from this location and now many others, nonstop, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So that's a little of the history. It's a little convoluted, but it comes out of the whole Kansas City prophetic movement in the late 80s. There was a lot of scandal and problems initially, and now, you know, 10 years later, it's all kind of shaken down, and Bickle is kind of come up to the top of the movement. Although, as I said, Bob Jones is still active, and Rick Joyner is very active as well in quotes, prophetic ministry.
There's a story in the New York Times, this must have been a couple weeks ago, and in the story, some former members of the International House of Prayer, Kansas City headquarters, allege that there were, what shall we say, kind of cult-like attributes to their participation and membership there. Now, Mike Bickle denies all of this, but what exactly gives you suspicions about a cult-like character to the International House of Prayer?
Well, in their headquarters, they have people that are there 24/7. I mean, not just people coming from their homes after work or maybe before work or taking their lunch break to pray or something, not like that. They have actual people on staff that are the official prayer warriors, let's call them. And where the spiritual abuses come in and the reports, and there are many of them on the Internet and various blogs now about people who were actually on staff, they paid for the privilege. They paid Bickle's ministry the privilege to stay there and work basically for free and pray for free. So there's an abuse there. They're not paid necessarily. But the people were required to be in prayer at certain times, even if they were sick, and they weren't allowed to leave the prayer room, or they were rebuked or chastised and looked down upon. There's just a lot of spiritual control that goes on there, because Bickle is a descendant of the discipleship shepherding movement, which is sort of kind of a vineyard background through Wimber and other guys. So there's a lot of heavy-handed sort of discipleship going on there, and by that I mean they literally tell the people when they can pray, what they're to pray about. They have mandatory fasting that's going on, because it has to be prayer and fasting, so they have protracted fasts, which may or may not be medically wise for some people, but that's immaterial because they're in the spirit. And so you're doing what the Bible says, and the Bible says when you fast. So God will take care of you even if you have diabetes or whatever else. Things like that happen in those sort of environments. And that's what's going on at their headquarters.
You said before that they, I don't know if Bickle claims this anymore, but they have this notion that somehow they're going to hasten the return of Christ by their constant prayer. How would you characterize their view of prayer? It almost sounds like they're saying, you know, prayer really counts more if you have a lot of people doing it, and it counts even more if you have a lot of people doing it all the time. What's the view of prayer here?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, the whole theory behind this is out of an obscure text in the book of Acts, where it deals with, it's Acts 15, 16, 17, if people want to look it up. And the text simply says, after this I will return, and I will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins. I will set it up so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, saith the Lord who does all these things. Well, that's a fulfillment of what was happening in the Old Testament, and in the context of chapter 15, it has nothing to do with establishing a place where people pray 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's scant evidence in the Old Testament that David did this the way that Rick Joyner and Bickle and these guys are doing it today. But they have reduced prayer to a method. This becomes a tool. Prayer is a tool that we use to move the hand of God. Now, of course, we're praying his will into existence because they have good word of faith foundational doctrine. They're speaking forth. They are decreeing the will of God into existence, into the earth. They are, in fact, decreeing the return of Christ. And they believe this. They believe that they enter into the threefold anointing through this prayer, the prophetic anointing, the priestly anointing, and the kingly anointing, the decretive anointing, where you decree a thing and it's established for you. And that's what they are attempting to work. Those are the kind of principles underlying their prayers. And I'm not saying that everyone's not sincere and that people don't love Jesus, that these are not Christians. I'm not saying that, but they're way off base.
What would you say to someone who says, wow, that just sounds like such a great thing to do. We're going to be in the Kansas City area, and while we're there, we're going to stop in for a couple hours to pray at the International House of Prayer, because it can't hurt. I mean, it sounds like some pretty sincere prayer warriors working over there. What would your word of caution to such a person be with 1 minute, Bob?
I think that what people need to understand as far as getting a group of people, in quotes, all praying in other tongues, let's say, because they are charismatic people, that's not unity. That's confusion. Nobody knows what anyone else is praying about, so you can't agree with their prayers. You don't even know, because it was in the Spirit, whether those prayers were answered. Plus, you've got everyone believing different things. How can I pray in agreement with someone who differs with me on the understanding of baptism or the Lord's Supper or even who Jesus is? You could be an apostolic oneness-only Christian and go to IHOP and pray and be allowed to lead prayer. It doesn't matter what your doctrine is, because we're all praying to the same God. Well, is that necessarily true, and is God, in fact, hearing all of those prayers? There is such a thing as offering strange fire to God, which Aaron's sons did, took their incensers, which represent prayer, offered them to God, and God struck them dead. So there is a false worship and a strange fire that can be offered that is not acceptable to God. And I don't believe that all of this is.
Bob Leko is co-founder of Discernment Ministry International, based in Detroit, a former Word Faith pastor and graduate of Robert Tilton's Bible School. You'll find a link to Discernment Ministry International at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. And be sure to check out Bob Leko's Truth Matters newsletter. The next issue deals with the prophetic movement in more detail. Bob, thanks for being our guest.
Well, thank you, Todd.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll have international human rights attorney Dr. John Warwick Montgomery answer the question, how should society regulate New Age gurus, especially when those who follow them find themselves in trouble, when following the teachings of a New Age guru leads to injury or even to death. We'll see what the legal issues are with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery tomorrow on Issues Etc. Prayer is not a substance like spaghetti that we throw at the refrigerator door that is God, hoping some of it will stick. Prayer is something that God brings forth from us by His Word. Founded in the promises of His Word, He is anxious to hear. He doesn't require a quorum to hear prayers. He doesn't require that they be long or unending or without pause. He simply hears prayers for one reason and one reason alone. The true God hears prayers that are prayed in faith in Jesus Christ. That is the only reason God hears and answers your prayers. It is for the sake of His Son, Jesus. He hears the prayers of sinners like you and me, not because we are sincere, not because we never stop, not because we have found a secret pipeline to God, not because of our good works, but solely for the sake of His Son's blood shed for us at the cross. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.